Continuing our learning of the Tshuvot of Rav Avadi Yosef, we're in Sheilot v'Tshuvot Yechavedat, Chelek Bet, Siman, Samech Zayin, something relevant for Tish'a B'Av, where the question is, what's the proper minhag with Talit and Tfilin? We know many Batei Knesset have the practice of not wearing Talit and Tfilin as Shacharit, and what's the source for that? So there are generally two sources. The first is the Rosh, Rabbi Noasher, quoting from Maharami Rutenberg, who says that on Tisha B'Av, en lahaniach tefillin b'Tisha B'Av, not to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av, seemingly at all, because the Gemara in Moed Katan says that in Avelut, when someone is mourning over a parent or a sibling during the first of the days of Shiva, you do not wear tefillin on the first day. Avel b'yom rishon asur lahaniach tefillin, and That's the most difficult day. Somewhat of machloka, does that mean the day of burial and the day of death, or is those two separate things? Not for now. However, the first day of Avelut, we do not wear tefillin. And so, he compares it to Tisha B'Av, which is also a terrible, horrible day. It's only one day indeed, but it's comparable to Avelut, and just like an Avel on the first day does not wear tefillin, so too on Tisha B'Av, we should not wear tefillin. The Shiboli Aleka quotes an alternative understanding. He had the same practice, apparently, of not wearing tefillin on Tisha B'Av. We see that this was a practice that was somewhat widespread. He gives a different answer for it. He says, because the Pasuk writes, Lasum la Avelit Zion pe'er tachat efer, that the Avelit Zion will place instead of, will in the future, will put pe'er instead of efer, will put glory instead of ashes, but in while they are in Avelut, it should be ashes instead of pe'er, meaning they don't go together. And pe'er, the Gemara writes, is a reference to tefillin. And because on Tisha B'Av we have efer, we're sitting in ashes and dust, we do not wear tefillin because it's inappropriate. We see from here, at least, that this notion existed earlier. The Rambam, in fact, writes, Miktach Chachamim Noagim Shelo Laniach Tefillin Shel Rosh B'Tisha B'Av. The Rambam writes, you do not put on Tefillin Shel Rosh B'Tisha B'Av, Tefillin Shel Yad Yes. Why? Based on that same idea, because it's Pe'er Tachat Efer. Pe'er is a specific reference to Tefillin Shel Rosh, and therefore, if Latet La Velet, Tilasum La Velet Shem Pe'er Tachat Efer, therefore, B'Makom Pe'er, or B'Makom Efer, in Pe'er, when we're having ashes on our foreheads, ashes on our heads because we're sad over the Chorban, we don't have Pe'er, and therefore no Tefillin Shel Rosh. But the Rav HaMagid writes that, no, the Rambam himself thinks that we should be wearing Tefillin on Tisha B'Av. It's just that he quotes Miktat Chachamim, who do not. Now, we started with the two opinions. The Rosh brought the opinion of the Maharam, who says not to wear it, because it's similar to Avelut. Now, the Rosh writes that, yeah, Tisha B'Av is similar to Avelut. We do a lot of things on Tisha B'Av that are similar to Avelim. We don't wear leather shoes. We don't bathe. We don't wash ourselves. We sit on the floor. But he says, is it comparable to the first day of Avelut or the second, or the next 6 days of Avelut? Because only on the first day of Avelut of Shiva do we not wear tefillin. On the other 6 days, we do. So he says Tisha B'Av is similar to the second half of Shiva, meaning days 2 to 7, where we do, in fact, wear tefillin. And this is a debate in Achronim, how similar is Tisha B'Av to Avelut? And even if it is similar, what is it similar to? Is it similar to the first day of Avelut or the second day of Avelut? The practical nafkamina is, do you wear tefillin or not? And this seems to be a machloket rishonim. So Shulchan Aruch says that, he writes that tefillin are necessary on Tisha B'Av, but he writes, no'agim shelo laniach tefillin b'Tisha B'Av velo talit. The practice is not to wear tefillin and not a talit. Ela lovshim talit katan tachad abgadim. You wear talit katan underneath your clothes. Velo bracha. Uvemincha menichim tzitzit tefillin umevarchim aleihem. And at mincha you put on talit and tefillin. Meaning, he's not saying go a day without talit and tefillin. He's just saying that the practice was not to do so for shacharit, but doing so during the day is acceptable. So this is already a different position, that tefillin are worn just at a different time, just in the afternoon. Now, the Tshuvat HaMachol Ksanot writes that Rav HaMagen, Rav Moshe Galanti, he would also have a compromised position. What he would do is he would put on tefillin, talit and tefillin at home, say Kriyat Shema with his talit and tefillin, take them off, and then come to the Beit HaKnesset. Now, why would he do that? Because the Gemara in Brachot Yudalit writes, Kol HaKorek Kriyat Shema Belot Tefillin, Kilu Me'id Edut Sheker Be'atzmo. If you say Kriyat Shema without tefillin, it's as if you're giving false testimony, because the Kriyat Shema says, you should put this on your hands and on your, and between your eyes, meaning you have to have tefillin to say where the parashiyot of Kriyat Shema are. If you're saying Kriyat Shema without tefillin, it's as if you are giving false testimony. And so he wanted to make sure that he fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema properly, to make sure he fulfilled them properly. And the Rambam Itano says, as long as you do it at some point during the day, you have not testified falsely. You have testified properly. You said the proper thing. So as long as you say you have the talit and tefillin on for Kriyat Shema, Yesaya Dechova, and you fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema properly. And the Gemara and Brachot also write, "Arfel kabel ol mochut shamayim shtema yaniach tefillin veikra Kriyat Shema veitfalel." The best way to accept mochut shamayim, ol mochut shamayim, is to pray and say Kriyat Shema with talit and tefillin. The Zohar Kadosh writes, "Misha mitfalel lo talit with tefillin en tefillat tefillah." Tefillah doesn't count unless it has talit and tefillin. And therefore, this is the reason behind many of the achronim who, although would not wear talit and tefillin to shacharit, would do so at home. First, say Kriyat Shema, fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema properly, and then go to Beit Knesset without talit and tefillin. Now, they could have, there was another option. They could have just not worn talit and tefillin at all at shacharit, and when they put on talit and tefillin for mincha, say Kriyat Shema then. That's another option. However, the challenge with that is you'd be saying Kriyat Shema in the morning without them. So what? You're going to say Kriyat Shema in the afternoon with them. However, you already fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in the morning. The mitzvah of Kriyat Shema should be fulfilled within the first 3 hours of the morning. That's when it should be done with talit and tefillin. And therefore, this is the reasoning behind the practice of many tzaddikim who did this. Rav Adi writes that the minhag of the yeshiva, the Beit El in Yerushalayim, Yeshivat Mekubalim of Beit El in Yerushalayim, following the practices of the Rashash, is that they wear talit and tefillin for shacharit on Tisha B'Av just like every other day. In fact, the minhag of the Yeshivat Beit El is that they don't change one thing from the tefillah. The entire tefillah is the same. There are some tefillah that have the practice that instead of Shirat Hayam, for example, they say Shirat Ha'azinu. Or instead of the regular Kedushah, Makdishah, and Aritzach, they say the Kedushah Shivcha Ba'olam. Their practice was not to change anything. Their practice was to say the regular tefillah of every day. In fact, that practice then spread to all of Yerushalayim, except for one day Knesset. And Rav Adi proves that it goes back a very long time. And in fact, he said it spread to many, many, many Batei Knesset throughout Eretz Yisrael. Now, Rav Adi believes this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that talit and tefillin should be worn for shacharit, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael, he is a fierce advocate that talit and tefillin should be worn for shacharit. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the practice not to, but the psak should be that it should be done. He writes that the practice, certainly in Chutz La'aretz, is not to wear talit and tefillin for shacharit, and that is our practice in our Beit Knesset. Then at the very least, to put on talit and tefillin beforehand at home and say Kriyat Shema at home with talit and tefillin. And if it's your practice to say Kadesh Li and Vayakev Yacha, like as many Siddurim recommend, then you should say all four parashiyot. Kadesh Li, Vayakev Yacha, Shema, and Vayayim Shamoa. He also writes, it's not written here, but those who have the practice of wearing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, so after they do that, they put on tefillin of Rashi with a bracha and say Kadesh Li, Vayakev Yacha, Shema, and Vayayim Shamoa, should take off the tefillin shel Rashi, should put on tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam, and then say again, Shema and Vayayim Shamoa, and then take off the talit and tefillin and come to Beit Knesset for Shacharit. In those Batei Knesset, almost always they put on talit and tefillin for Mincha, and so what, even if someone put on talit and tefillin earlier in the day, when he gets to Mincha, he must, or he should, say a bracha again on the talit and tefillin. It's been a long break between when he put them on early in the morning and putting them on in the afternoon. He makes a second bracha, one on talit, one on tefillin, at Mincha. Those who have the practice of putting on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, once they did so once during the day, though in the morning, before Shacharit, do not have to do so at Mincha. So if you're following the Pesach Rav Avadia, what you would do is you would put on your tefillin Shel Rashi in the morning with a bracha, say Kadesh Li, Vayakir Yecha, Shema Vayayim Shamoa, take them off, put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, always without a bracha, say Shema Vayayim Shamoa, take them off, come to the Beit Knesset. Before Mincha, you'll put on talit and tefillin, you'll make a bracha, and only put on a tefillin Shel Rashi. There is no need to repeat Kadesh Li and Vayakir Yecha, or Shema and Vayayim Shema. Be'ezrat Hashem, through our tefillot, none of this should be relevant, all of this should be halacha, v'lo lema'aseh. Hashem should turn Tisha B'Av into a day of celebration with the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.